the thing with anxiety that I've learned is that for the most part, there is a reason why the anxiety is happening. It may seem superfluous, and it may seem cruel, but at the end of the day, there is something within you that is bothering you, whether you are conscious of it or not. And while it may feel better to ignore that or shoo it away, or to claim that there is nothing wrong and try to move forward, instead of pushing it away, what you're doing is pushing it down. And there will come a time where the mind will refuse to let you push it down anymore. Unfortunately, it is a delicate balance between allowing yourself to feel the anxiety, to dwell on it long enough to be able to pinpoint what exactly is causing the stress in the first place, and drowning in it. It is important to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? And it's also important to realize that not knowing why is all right. It's more than all right, even. Acknowledging that you don't know, and trying your best not to obsess over it too deeply. But knowingly shutting it out will eventually lead to you shutting down. The mind has an incredible ability to override everything when it decides it's time to do so. And it's never at a convenient time. Because there isn't a convenient time. Allowing yourself these moments of self-reflection can help alleviate the stress of anxiety. That's why I said can and not does. It's not foolproof, this method. In fact, it's riddled with holes. But that's why it's not the only technique to use. Think of it this way, Snowdrop. A carpenter uses many tools to build a home, because there is no such thing as one tool that can do the entire job. The fortunate thing is that there are many tools that can help anxiety as well. The unfortunate thing is that you yourself have to find out which ones work the best for you. And a lot of navigating and recovering from the things that trauma and anxiety have wrought is to work little by little with these tools. Well, of course you're not going to be good at it in the beginning. Would you know how to use every single carpenter's tool with proficiency if I were to set them before you now? Exactly. Learning how to use these metaphorical tools to navigate the stresses of our minds takes time, and it takes practice and experimentation to find what tools work and what combinations help even more. It sounds like hard work, because it is hard work. And there are days where it can seem helpless. But those are the times where you must give yourself grace. Because after all, you are only human. And despite what others might say, everyone could benefit from these metaphorical tools, from self-reflection and healing, because they too are only human. You are not any worse or any less worthy of respect, comfort, grace than any other, simply because you are visibly or invisibly struggling. At least, I won't judge you for it. I've been where you are. I know how it feels. And I know how much having support from the people who matter helps. I will be here for you in whatever capacity you want or need, as much as I am able. Of course, no one deserves to struggle alone.